With his exquisite views, Van Wittel gave rise to a concept close to that of the Enlightenment, deeply pervaded with the classicist spirit of Rome. It is no coincidence that, in the Netherlands of the 17th century, a marked scientific interest was dominant, linked to the study of optics in particular. An inevitable split, therefore, occurred with the traditional Roman landscape painting still bound to a religious vision to make space for an entirely secular and objective perception of reality. As a consequence, the use of a new work tool spread among artists, the camera obscura. Various types had been studied and tried out since the 16th century in Italy and in Germany by the scientist Johannes Kepler, and the equipment found a lasting application in painting. The principle at the basis of the camera obscura is that of making a hole in the side of a dark box, whereby external images are projected upside down and in reverse through the hole onto the opposite side of the box. The use of lenses and mirrors then made it possible to correct the image, making it upright again to improve the quality. Over time, mobile or portable camera obscura appeared on the market, increasingly practical and light, that were able to project the basic elements of the image onto a sheet of ground glass, roughly completed by the artist with his colours and a sketch of the perspective.